do I do. Thank you for voting for Jai Rule of the Day. We won Song of the Day. Hey, guys. What are we doing tomorrow for Song of the Day? Do we know the category yet?
It's Friday.
Someone DM'd us.
Yeah, we could take suggestions at Joe and McKenzie.
Sorry you don't get paid to do our job. To be fair, we don't get paid much either. But if you hit us up on Instagram, it's Joe and McKenzie. Any idea that you might have would be dope for Song of the Day. And we'll give you credit for it, too. This is something that I can't fake anymore, guys. I can't fake it anymore at work, and I don't think I should have to. Is it good to be real at work, or should you be faking it at work? I saw this little survey, and I found it kind of interesting. Behaviors at work, authentic, they say, will result in greater productivity and a better relationship with your coworkers. So, to me, being authentic means, like, if you're feeling like poo, you just let everybody know, like, hey, I feel like crap today. Deal with it. But yeah. Researchers found that people who put forth effort to display positive emotions towards other coworkers versus faking their feelings received higher levels of support and trust from their fellow coworkers. These people also reported significantly higher levels of progress on work goals, probably because they got support from everybody else helping them out. And finally, employees will actually feel better, they say, work harder, and connect with more people at their workplace if they don't hide their feelings with a fake smile. I don't know. It's not you guys, but just in general, it's like there's sometimes we get an email at work or just something we're told or we do or just whatever happens behind the scenes. And I'm just like, oh, I'm just angry about it or mad. And it's like, so am I supposed to like fake a smile? Like,
well, you don't.
Well, I know, but I try, but it's so freaking hard.
I think, displaying real emotion is good, but also being respectful and understanding that it's a workplace. I definitely think that you can be real and be like, yeah, you know what? I'm having a really tough day today. Or be like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm just really frustrated. Like, I'm going to put my headphones in because, like, if they're being loud or something. Like, I think you can say that, but also being respectful at the same time.
I feel both ways because I feel like it goes... It's a great thing to be transparent and vulnerable, and I think that is the way to go with your coworkers. But then at some point, you get fearful because you have put yourself out there. So sometimes you do want to put up that wall and just go and do your job, and then have your private life private.
I think this is interesting. My brother-in-law texted our family group chat, and he said he's just got promoted, so he's cool. With all new coworkers, and he said they openly talk about politics all of the time. All of the time. He's like, is this normal for like a workplace? He's like, I've never been in a work environment where people are just openly talking about politics in an office. Like, that's just very weird to me. And he's like, I mean, I find it entertaining. I don't really share my opinions, but there was people going back and forth. And then my sister was like, yeah, we talk about politics all the time in my office. Is that normal? I always thought that was like absolutely not. Politics are not brought up in the workplace.
I guess it depends what you do.
I don't, yeah.
They both just work in offices.
So just, okay.
But see, like me personally, like I'm not going to name every candidate, but let's say you either Trump on the Republican side or Democrat, you got like Bernie Sanders or Biden or whoever, Warren. I don't care who you like. I care that you vote. You're a dummy. If you do not vote, you're the biggest, dumbest person in the world. But I don't want to talk politics.
It was interesting. So a few elections ago, the place I worked was all about one candidate.
What?
And they put, and I felt very uncomfortable because I was on the other end, and they put all over the screensavers, all over the place, all these political for one candidate. And I felt like this is really, it made me feel uncomfortable because I was not on that end of the political party spectrum. So I just thought that was very interesting and honestly inappropriate.
I didn't do anything,
but I thought I would walk around and every screensaver was for one candidate. And that I was like, I feel like that's very inappropriate.
That's crazy. And just wrapping up on what you were saying, I wanted to mention that, like, I think about that when I come in here, because I have days where I'm great, and you guys are like, wow, Joe, you're in such a good mood, you're not an a-hole today. Other days, like, oh God, Joe's a jerk. But it's like, I don't want to come in every day like crying wolf, like, Lindsay and I had a fight about this, or I'm upset about that. Like, does anybody really want to hear the coworkers' problems all the time? Not to justify how they're feeling, but like you're like, oh, that's why Joe.
I do, because then I can sympathize with you and I realize what's going on in your world. Otherwise, we're just like, wow, he's being such a jerk today. But if you're like, wow, like, okay, if you open up a little bit, even though it is being vulnerable and scary, it's like it's the human side and people understand why you're acting the way you are.
Okay, for the past 3 years, me and my wife Lindsay have been fighting. Does that answer all the questions?
I don't think that counts.
Aw.
What's coming up with the tea?
Well, the Bieber's number one rule in bed and the most handsome man in the world has been revealed.
I'm just kidding, Lindsay. I love you. I stubbed my toe. That's why I was mad.